Okay, Rabbi, today's daf is daf Vav. And we're in the middle of a very, very famous sugya Masechtas Ksubas. And this is the din of whether or not a person is allowed to do the initial Be'ilas Mitzvah on Shabbos Kodesh. And the top of today's Omud, daf Vav, we're already getting to the Psak. But we first have to remember what the Shaila was, because we're going to deal with this also on today's Blat. It's starting from the Umud Bey Ziboylehu, which is just almost halfway down the Umud. The Gemara asked for Shaila. Ziboylehu. Mao livoil betchil b'Shabbos. Is the person allowed to have his first B.S. mitzvah on Shabbos or not? What's the Shaila? Dam mifkid pocket. Oy chibure mechpor. Is the dam that comes out as a result of the dam psulim, is that considered to be mifkid pocket? What means mifkid pocket? Says Rashi, if you look at Rashi, parallel to our Gemara, in the middle of the Amud, Rashi says mifkid pocket, kimoy pikodoin, konez v'oymed. We're in the middle of the Rashi and the Amud Beis, smack in the middle, kimoy pikodoin, konez v'oymed. It's as if it's in a pikodon. In other words, it's like in a container. And it's not absorbed in the walls of the rechem. What you have to do is you have to open up the door, and then the blood gets out. The Gemara, in fact, at the end of today's blot, either we'll finish off today with that shtickle, or we're going to start off tomorrow, the Gemara compares it to a pus pimple. What's a pus pimple? If you go and burst the pus pimple and the pus comes out, that pus was not absorbed into the skin. That's just contained in like a mini container on top of the skin. So similarly, the question of the Gemara is, could be that maybe the blood is not absorbed into the skin, but it's waiting to come out when there's the first beer. That's one tzad. Or do you say, no, it's regular blood because the two sides of the walls of the woman are connected until they're broken through the first time by the first bia, and therefore by going through and piercing it, you're causing a chabala, you're causing a chabura, an injury, a wound. And that wound is blood, and we know from Masechta Shabbos that any time you cause blood to run, it's automatically a tolda of shoychet. Shoychet is one of the lamed tes molachas. Now the Gemara is going to develop it in greater detail. So Gemara starts off on the side that it's mifkid pocket, and then about 10 lines from now, the Gemara is going to say, what happens if you hold chibure mechber?
Why don't you use the principle, keep the principle of Dovah Shleim Eschaven?
Oh, the Gemara is going to mamish, Rabbi Cohen, you're right on target. Zukibar. Vim tib tzaloimer, if you're going to go and tell me, the dam mifkid pocket. So now what's the shayla? Mifkin pocket again means it's like in a container, and all you're doing is you're opening up the container and the blood is coming out. Do you say Ladam hu tzarech v'shari? He wants to see the dam. The reason why he wants to see the dam is because he wants to know that his wife, in fact, was a psula, and therefore that's what he wants. V'shari, and that's mutter, because he's not creating, he's not doing a lametes mulacha. He's just opening up the container so the blood comes out. Or no, by breaking through the psulim, he's creating a Pesach. The Aser, it's almost similar, if you will, not to really make a full comparison, but the parallel would be if you're opening up a bottle today on Shabbos. The question is, I only want to take out the insides, the contents. So there's nothing wrong with that. But what happens is if you're making a Pesach by opening it up. So if it happens to be, like in the good old days, the old bottle caps, that all you had to do was just pull them off, the bottle cap was just something that was put on top of the bottle. You didn't create a Pesach by removing it. The closure was there from before, and you're just taking it off. The new bottles, however, that have these turning bottles that you have to go and create something, you have the metal or you have the plastic that holds it back, according to certain poskim, that is problematic, because now you're creating a kli by being able to go and open it up and close it. Until now, you couldn't open and close it. Until now, it was hermetically sealed. Now you're creating a kli. Anyway, that's a contemporary shailus. So the shalom over here too is he creating a Pesach? And if he's creating a Pesach, what's the problem creating a Pesach? That would be a tolda of boine or soiser, which of course is awesome. So you're saying, but maybe boine or soiser only deals with buildings and not with a person. But it says in the pasuk that the Kodesh Baruch Hu created from the tzela of Adam Rishon, vayiven es hatzela li'isha. So the pasuk refers to it as vayiven aloshen a binyan. And therefore, our Gemara holds that even in flesh, there's also the concept of creating a binyan or a stira. So that's the Shaila of the Gemara. Even if you hold down Mifkid pocket, is he just wants the blood to come out and therefore it's mutter? Or he did a Pesach Utsarach, maybe he wants to create a Pesach to be able to go in and out from time to time when he lives with his wife. The also therefore creating a Pesach as a tolder of Boine. If you're going to go and tell me, essentially he wants to see that there's dam because he wants to make sure she's a psula, he doesn't intend to make a Pesach, comes a memela. So that's the shayla that Rabbi Cohen was articulating just a few moments ago, and that is, why don't you go and say that this is dependent on whether it's a dover she'ena mischaven? In fact, that's what the Gemara says. So if you're going to tell me that the Pesach memela kasi, and that's not his intention, do you say Allah Kerub Shimon the Yom Adavishim mischaven is mutter, or do you say Allah Kerub Yehuda the Yom Adavishim mischaven is asur? So if you hold like Reb Shimon L'chayr, it will be mutter. If you hold like Reb Yehuda, it's going to be asur. So Barry wants to ask a question, but he's holding himself back. Why don't you go and say that according to Reb Shimon, also be asur because it's a psikresha. Psikresha means he has to make a Pesach, even as Dovish Einu Mischavin. So Gemara is going to ask that a little bit later. The Gemara is going to go and tell us because a lot of people were Baki Behatoya. Baki Behatoya means that they were able to go and make a hole. And the Gemara is not going to refer to Shmuel, but it's going to talk about others that were able to go and get in even without breaking through. So it's therefore it's not a psikration. So therefore it's more vita, maybe pass like Rabbi Shimon, maybe pass like Rabbi Yehuda. And according to Yehuda, it should be asur, because even though he's not mechaven to make a hole, make a binyan, make a pesach, but lemaisi is making it, and davishin mechaven is asur. Skonzain, even like Rabbi Yehuda would be mutter, because mekalkul hu eitzel pesach, or oy mesakin hu eitzel pesach. When he is making this pesach, is it considered to be a tikkun? Or is it considered to be a kilkul? If it's considered to be a tikkun, then a badu would be asur, even though it's a davar she'eino mischaven. However, if he's makalkul, makalkul is potur. And how is it considered to be a tikkun? How is it considered to be a kilkul? Because it depends on from whose perspective you're looking. If you're looking from the perspective of the husband, as far as he's concerned, it's a tikkun. Because until now, he wasn't able to go and live with her. Now by penetrating, now from now on to be able to live with her. And he's delighted that Baruch Hashem, that she was a psula until now. He's delighted that he made her into ba'ula, and now be able to live with her, and husband and wife. So it's a tikkun. From the woman's perspective, it's a kilkul. Why is it a kilkul? Because until now she was a psula. Now she becomes a ba'ula. What happens if this marriage, chas v'shalom, doesn't last for whatever reason? I'm sorry?
Her value
decreases, exactly. So it's not only an emotional thing, it's also a financial thing. So for her, it's a kilkul. So that's a shayla. So what's the din agabi kilkul? So ironically, even though normally Rabbi Yehuda is the machmir and Rabbi Shimon is the mekel, legabi dinam such as dava she'inim mischavin, here when it comes to dina kilkul, it's the other way around. That Rabbi Yehuda holds a mekalkul is potur, and Rabbi Shimon holds that the kilkul of choyveil is asur, and it's a chiyuv and isur. Aha. Okay. So therefore, says the Gemara, even if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, that holds that dava she'inim mischavin is asur, but if we tackle like Rabbi Yehuda, maybe this is a kilkul and not a tikkun, and if it's a kilkul, even Rabbi Yehuda will be maskim that it happens to be mutter. Why? Isn't it in a mekalkel that it's potter aval osur? Toysis asks that kasha. And Toysis says, a mekalkel potter aval osur, if you're doing it, the kavana to be mekalkel. I want to go and go make a bash a hole in this wall, even though it's a terrible kilkel. That happens to be potter, because it's a kilkel. Aval osur, you're not allowed to do it. Besides the mum and the shaylas. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to do it, potter aval osur. However, says Toysis, if it happens to be a kilkel, plus a dovish enim is chaven, then it's already mutlach atchila, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. And therefore, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, it would be mutlach. According to Rabbi Shimon, it would be mutlach because it's dovish enim is chaven. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda, it could be mutlach because it's a kilkel. So that's one side, if you hold that the din of dam is mifkid pocket. Now let's go on the ik of the amr. Let's go on the other side now. What happens if you hold the dam chiburi mechber, which means that the blood is absorbed into the body, and as a result of the first bia, he is causing now a chabura, and therefore he should be oiver for making blood, which is a tolda of shoychid. The dam hu tzarech vi aser. Do you say he needs the dam and therefore he's breaking through and creating the dam? He's wounding the woman and therefore he should be aser. Oy dim lo nos atzmi tzarech v'shari. He's not intending to go and make any wounds. He wants to have a nos atzmi. He wants to have the bias mitzvah. And therefore the whole thing of the wound is a dava she'ena mischavin. Aha, and so, and if it's a davar she'ena mischavin, the imtid zolaymer, the nos atzmi utzarech v'dam meila kasi. Now is halacha Rabbi Yehuda that even if it's a davar she'ena mischavin is osur, or halacha Rabbi Shimon that a davar she'ena mischavin is mutter. V'imtid zolaymer halacha Rabbi Yehuda, if you get a pasuk like Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda holds davar she'ena mischavin is osur, but we have the next consideration, and that is it mekalkel b'chabura, or misakin b'chaburahu. This chabura, this wound that he is making, is this a kilkol? Or is this a tikkun? And this is the same svaras that we used before. Before we spoke about is mekalkel bePesach or mesakin bePesach. Here we're saying mekalkel bChabura, mesakin bChabura. But it's the same svar. That if you look at it from the husband's perspective, it's a tikkun. Now his wife is ready for him for the future to go and have beer. From the woman's perspective, it happens to be a kilkel. Like Richard said before, because she loses some value by the fact she's no longer a psula, and she's now a ba'ula. If you're going to tell me that it's taka kilkol, do you say mekalka loch kereb Yehuda, that a Yehuda holds a kilkol is potter, normally potter abul osir, but here it's potter mutter, because it's davish in meschavin, or ya loch kereb Shimon, or do I see that loch kereb Shimon, that Reb Shimon holds that mekalka b'chabura is chayev. And even though Reb Shimon holds that Dovish ein mischavin is mutter, says Rashi at the top, but we're going on the tzad that we're passing like Rabbi Yehuda, because that was the previous imtim tzolayim. Imtim tzolayim like Rabbi Yehuda, the mekalka b'chabura is chayiv. Why? Because of the din of Dovish ein mischavin. So we're continuing now. When we say Aloch Rabbi Shimon, we mean Lagabi Hilchas Kilkol. We're saying a mekalka b'chabura is chayiv. According to Reb Shimon l'shita, so a davar she'ena mischavin is mutter, but it's also going according to Reb Yehuda that holds davar she'ena mischavin is osur. Anyway, we've gone through the two tzedadim at some length. Barry wants to ask something. What's the question?
The idea of takit, since chabura is a toga of shchita of shachet, the takin the chabura seems to be inconsistent, an oxymoron as you call it. Mm-hmm. You're making a chabura, but it's metakin. If it's a chabura and it's a toga of shchita, that's why it's usher. That's why it's a malacha. It's usher. But you're metakin the chabura. That seems to be a puzzling.
Do we mean that the wound that is being created now, is this a tikkun or is this a kilkul?
But it's the very fact that wounding is itself a derivative of shchita, which is a negative thing. So how can you have something which is metakin in the
well,
in
first
the
of all, remember what
shchita, by doing shchita, you're able to eat the animal now, which before you couldn't. It's also tikkun.
Oh, very good. Very nice.
Thank you. That answers me. Thank you.
You are very nice. But remember, we're going with a series of dim tzolaymis. Each one is building on the prior one. This, when we get to the Mekalka B'chur, Mesakim B'chabura, this is going on the previous Gemara, on the previous Imtim Tzolaymer, La'nos Atzri Yutzorech V'dam Amela Kasi. So therefore, the wounding is not something which is intentional. That happens to be a byproduct, which is a Dovish Einim Eschavin, and according to Reb Shimon, it's Mutter. Now we say, well, Kuntra B'Yehuda, then hold Dovish Einim Eschavin as Asur. The question is, even though it's Dovish Einim Eschavin, is this Chabura considered to be a Kilkel, where then Reb Yehuda is the one that's a tremendous Mekel and says that you're Potter? Or do we say we go like Reb Shimon that it's considered to be that it's a tikkun? Yes, Rabbi Kohn.
What is Shulchan Aruch? It says Hashoichet b'Shabbos Avarpish b'Chayv v'Nafsho Shchito Seik Sheicha.
Right.
So if he has kavona and he wants to do it, why should the ma'aser be kosher? Why Shchito Seik Sheicha?
The question is a good question, but it's really a different subject.
So first, it's Misakin, he's doing, you understand, and then he's taking a life, you understand, the behemoth, but the Shechita is a kosher Shechita. Why should the thing? Something else also, you understand, should remain also for him. It's like a Vaisa Shabbos.
In fact, there's a machloik.
You're not allowed to have an offer on Shabbos. So why should the Shechita be a kosher Shechita?
In fact, it's a machloik, is whether a person is oiven Hilcha Shabbos by shechting or by cooking, etc., etc., whether or not it's mutter or aser. And for instance, the gabi cooking, we say they should wait until Motzei Shabbos.
But why is that the case? Why should the ma'aser shechita be kosher? Why should be allowed to say mitosik shechita?
We'll have to wait till we get to that sugya. But over here, we're not worried about whether the woman is mutter to the husband as a result of this bia. We're only worried about whether or not he committed an isur by doing the bia. And therefore, are you allowed to go and do bia lechatchila on Shabbos? So this was yesterday's gemara, a big shaila. Is it mutter? Is it not mutter? How do we paskin? We have a machloikis in the psak. Not only a machloikis like we always have machloikis in, we even have a machloikis what each one held. So, starting the top of Vav Omid Aleph, we have one version, the Beirav Amri, in the Besmedish of Rav, where Rav was the Rosh Hashiva. They said that Rav, Shori Rav, was Matir. And they said Shmuel Aser, and they said that Shmuel Asered. So in other words, in the Besmedish of Rav, they said that our Rosh Hashiva was the Mekel, he was the Matir. Shmuel, his adversary, if you will, his Baal Machloika, said that it's Aser. But Ne'edor Amri, Ne'edor was where Shmuel lived, and he was the Rosh Hashiva, the Ruv in Ne'edor. There they say just the opposite, that Rav was the one that Asered, Ushmuel, Shari, and Shmuel was the one that was Matir. And apparently, Rav and Shmuel were no longer around, otherwise we could ask them, what do you hold, Rav and Shmuel? So what does it come out? It comes out that locally, each one of them held that it's Mutter. In Rav's Pismedish, in Rav's town, wherever he was, it said that the Talmidim said, he said he was Mutter, Shari. They said, Shmuel's the one that asked it. Yeah, and Ne'edor, it's awesome. Ne'edor, they said, just the opposite. Our local Rav Shmuel, our chief rabbi, our Rosh Hashiva, said that it's Mutter. It's Rav that's the one that said that it's awesome. How are you going to remember all this? I'm Nachma Yitzchak v'Simonach, the Simon. To remember this is, Eilu Makil Li'atzman v'Eilu Makil Li'atzman. That each one of them was Mekel for themselves. The Gemara is not telling us the reason or the motive. The Gemara is just giving a mnemonic how to remember. What is the mnemonic? That both in the Besmedish of Rav, the Rav Talmidim said, we are the Mekilim, and the Shmuel people there, the Machmir. And in Edor, they also said, we are the Mekilim, the Shmuel is the one that was Matir. It's the Rav people that are the Machmir. Okay. Freiti Moriyetz. V'Rav Shori. So the Gemara is assuming like the first Tzad, meaning in Beirav that Rav was Matir. Rav was Matir. From Rav Simi Bar Chizki Mishmei the Rav. Hai Misuchrayi the Ziyasa. Also, laduka b'yoymetovo. What's the Gemara's kasho? The Gemara is assuming that, let's just remember just for a short moment, what would be the reasons to say that it's mutter to be boiled on Shabbos for the first time? Ah, you're making a wound, bleeding, you're not allowed to do it, you're not allowed to go and, for instance, intentionally go and cut your hand and let blood out. You're not allowed to go to a blood letter to go and let out blood unless the chas shom, it's a skaris de fascist. But otherwise, you're not allowed to. It's a tolda of shoichet. So, Ibazoi, why would there be a svara to say that it's mutter? So there are two reasons. Either because we would hold that it's like Rib Shimon, and it's a Dover She'enu Mischavin. Dover She'enu Mischavin is mutter because he doesn't intend to make a Pesach. He doesn't intend to make a wound. All he wants to do is be able to go and live with his wife. Dover She'enu Mischavin is mutter. And therefore we pass like Rib Shimon. Ay, psik reishe. The Gemara is going to say in the Amud Beis, no, one could go and be boiled without necessarily breaking through, and therefore it's not a psik reishe. Oh, so that would be one svara to say that it's mutter, according to Rib Shimon. Or there's another svara, that it could go even according to Reb Yehuda, and the reason why it's mutter is because even though Reb Yehuda normally is the grace of Machmer, the Gabi Hilchus Kilkul, he says Mekalkul is Potter. And even though normally you say Mekalkel is Potter Avul Osur, but the fact that it happens to be a Kilkel combined with the Dovish Einu Mischavin, that's why even Rabbi Yehuda would be Matir. The Gemara is assuming at this point that the reason why Rav is Matir is like the first Tzad, because he holds like Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Shimon holds Dovish Einu Mischavin is Mutter. So, Frank Di Mariet, is that what Rav really holds? From Rav Simi Bar Chizki Mishmei, the Rav, Hai Misuchrayid Nazayasa. Nazayasa means you have a barrel of beer. And the barrel of beer has either sprung a leak, or it has a hole like for the faucet, and now you want to go and stuff it up. You want to stuff it up on Shabbos. How did they stuff it up on Shabbos? You weren't going to go and turn the faucet and put it in. That's a gamsa shaila binyan. You're making a gamsa kli. I have a good idea. I have an old rag, a clean rag. It's old, but it's clean. what we call in Yiddish a shmata, and you go and take that shmata, and I'll go and stick it in, I'll push it in into the hole, and that'll be a nice stopper so that the beer is not going to leak. The problem is, as I keep on shtipping a rein, I keep on stuffing the hole with this piece of shmata, it keeps on getting full of the beer in it, and at some point, there's a problem of potential schita, potential squeezing out of the beer that gets, as I keep on pushing, some of the beer may get squeezed out. Nevertheless, what did Rav say? Not nevertheless, what did Rav say as a result? This shmata that you're using to stop up the hole in the beer barrel, you're not allowed to go and stick it in, you're not allowed to squeeze it in on Yontif, and Rashi says in cold skin on Shabbos. Why? Because of the shiloh potential schita. Is a bazoi, so I see it's a davish in meschaven. Do I want to be solche? Do I want to go and squeeze in or out? Of course not. All I want to do is just make a stopper for the hole. Nevertheless, it's also is the charei davishin meschaven is also, and Rav apparently passed like Rabbi Yehuda, not like Rabbi Shimon. Everyone, no. Rav holds like Rabbi Shimon. Who are filled Rabbi Shimon? Moide the Bible of the Amateur Bayim. Rabbi Shimon v'zikrei shevelo yomus. It's impossible to go and squeeze in the shmata without some squeezing of beer in or out of the shmata. And therefore, even Rabbi Shimon would agree. Mashiach in our case, as the Gemara is going to say later, it's not a psikreishe that a person has to make a hole or break through the psulim when he's doing the first bilas mitzvah, as the Gemara will address on the other days. Okay. Frank Timur yet weiter. The Omer Rav Chiyah Barashi, Omer Rav, Halacha Ki Rav Yehuda. You're leaving us, Rav Shol, you're leaving? From Rav Chiyah Barashi, Omer Rav, Halacha Ki Rav Yehuda, V'Rav Chonan Bar Ami Omer, Shmuel Halacha Ki Rav Shimon. We're saying now that you said a moment ago that Vos Halt Rav, we're going according to the first tzad. When I say first tzad, at the top of the Omer, we remember we had in the Besmedesh of Rav, they said one thing, and the Besmedesh of Ne'ador, they said another thing. So now let's go to the first memra. That in Beirav, they said that Rav is the one that's matir, and Shmuel is the one that asers. So according to Rav, Lechayri holds like Reb Shimon. Shmuel, Lechayri holds like Reb Yehuda. Sigmar is now going to focus on Rav. Frek Yimar, from Bechir Barashi, Omer, Rav, Halach Reb Yehuda. How did you say in the Besmedish of Rav that they said in the name of Rav, Rav is Shori, he's Matir. He holds like Rav Shimon, the Dovashim is Chavin, is Mutter. He holds like Rav Yehuda. And Faked, Rav Chanan Bar Ami, Omer Shmuel, Halach Rav Shimon. And therefore Shmuel should be the one that is Matir. And in fact, in Nehedo, Yitak is Matir. But in the case of Beirav, there it says Shmuel Asa. The Gemara doesn't focus on Shmuel at this point. We're only focusing on Rav. And the Gemara says, "Vayte Rav Chiyah Bar Avin Masni Lo Beloy Gavri." Rav Chiyah Bar Avin went straight to Rav, and he said, "Rav, Omar Loch Kerav Yehuda." What means Masni Lo Beloy Gavri? Meaning that the previous Gemara says, "Omar Rav Chiyah Bar Ashi Omar Rav Haloch Kerav Yehuda." It wasn't Rav that said it; was Rav Chiyah Bar Ashi Omar Rav Haloch Kerav Yehuda. And now the Gemara is saying, "Rav Chiyah Bar Avin said Masni Lo Beloy Gavri." I learned this without having heard it b'shem Rav Chiyah Bar Ashi. I heard it directly that Rav said Rav Malach Rav Yehuda. And the same thing as I heard directly that Shmuel, before we said Rav Chanan Bar Ami Oma Shmuel. Shmuel Malach Rav Shimon without Rav Chanan Bar Ami. I heard Shmuel holds Malach Rav Shimon. Is the Shver on Rav? You're telling me that Rav at the top of the Yomid was in Matir. L'chari holds like Rav Shimon. And here it says he holds like Rav Yehuda. Everything more loyal than Rav can be Yehuda's feeling. He really holds like Rav Yehuda. And Divashem Neschaven is Asur. Ezoi Bazoi, how was Rav Matir Be'ilas Mitzvah on Shabbos? Like we said before, because there are two bases of saying potentially Be'ilas Mitzvah and Shabbos is Mutter. Either you hold like Reb Shimon, Davashim is Chavin is Mutter, or you can even hold like Reb Yehuda, and the time is because of Mekalkal is Mutter.
Mekalkal is Mutter, though. It's different. It feels like we're making a jump here and saying.
Even before you asked that question, I said Barry wants to ask the question that it's Potter Aval Asur. Right. So Toysis asked that Kasha. I'm saying it now for the third time. Okay. The Chutta Meshulish, hopefully everybody now is really a Chazaka. Toysis says, you're right. Every makalkal is potter aval osur, but here it's a makalkal plus a davish eni mischaven. You have a kilkal davish eni mischaven, then Rabbi Yehuda holds this mutl chetchel. So he says on the bottom.
You know, I heard you before. Just saying this, it was
please look at the toys in
Tzitzel. How they combine this?
Please look at the toys in Tzitzel. Loy malach to Rebbe Yehuda Mekalkov. You see the toys. Peter, Rebbe Yehuda Islein Mekalkov is potter. Eyav v'gav the potter. Avol osur miuhach mut lechatchila mishum deikatarti Mekalkov chabura v'dovish einu mischach. Anyway, back to our Gemara. So our Gemara says now, Lo'olam Rav Kibbe Yehuda's field. He holds like Rabbi Yehuda. And therefore, Lechayri should hold up Hashem Mischavin is Asur. And that's why Taka holds by the stopper of the beer barrel. It's Asur. Forget about psychoration. It's also because he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, Hashem Mischavin is Asur. Aye, so how could he hold that you can do a Be'ilas Mitzvah L'chadchila? Says more, L'hach L'shad Yomadam Mifkid Pocket Mekalkul Hu Eitzel HaPesach. Because it's not a tikkun of a Pesach, it's a kilkul. And like Richard said, because as far as the woman is concerned, that reduces her value. And the same thing, L'hach L'shad, according to the second Lashon, the Yomadam Chaburi Mechber Mekalkul B'chaburahu. It's the same Svara. This is a kilkul Eitzel Pesach. This is a kilkul Eitzel Chabura. So therefore, it's not a positive, constructive Aveira that you're doing on Shabbos, that you're being over one of the Lamates Malachas. If it would have been constructive, then the Pesach would be a told of Boine, the Chabura would be a told of Shoichet. By the fact that it's a Kilkel, it's not constructive, it's destructive. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda holds, and it's also Davishen Meschavin, it's even Mutter Lechatchila. So it's Shinishver and Rav. Rav is not because he holds like Reb Shimon, he holds like Reb Yehuda, and it's a kilkul. Good. Frank Gemara Vaita. This Kasha the Gemara is according to the Dasu Oisrin, those people that hold that it's osir to do Bia on Shabbos the first time. Is Masav Rav Chizdo, Tenoikish lo yegia zman lirois. What happens if you have a young girl that has not reached the age of seeing blood yet? Now, a Gemara doesn't identify what that age is, but the Gemara Masechtos Nida says when she becomes a Nara, when she becomes Bas Mitzvah. That's the time that they normally start seeing blood. So, Tenoikish lo yegia zman lirois. A Tenoikis that has not gotten to that age yet, she's only 10 years old or 11 years old, she's not 12 years old yet. Vinicius, and she already had Nisuan. Bishami Oimrim Noisten Lo Arbo'o Lelois. You give her 4 nights. What means you give her 4 nights? That if the husband lives with her and he sees blood, in Mesechus Nida we're going to learn that there are unfortunately some women that are Roya Dam Machmas Bia or Machmas Tashmish. That every time they live with their husbands, they automatically see blood. Because of the chimud, because of the desire, their physiology, whatever, whatever their body makeup is, chas v'shalom, every time they have tashmish, they see blood. Even after 10 times, 20 times, 50 times. A woman like that needs major, major medical attention, because if you cannot fix the problem, then she can never live with a husband, because each time she's poiris dam nida. You don't assume the dam psulim goes on for 100 times. She's part of dam nida, and that would be a big problem. The husband wouldn't be able to live with her. So you have to get a good doctor to go and cure. What our Gemara says is, what happens if a woman, the first time she has bia and she has the dam psulim? Well, that's not a problem. It's not dam nida, it's dam psulim. And nowadays we are machmer that even dam psulim or choishish, that maybe there's also dam nida also. And so therefore, we do have a parisha. We don't allow the husband and wife to live together, but rather, they do have to wait 4 days. Not normally it's 5 days. Here wait 4 days. And then shiva nikiyim. And then they go to the mikveh. But that was a later takana. Initially, you could have dam psulim even a number of times. And even today, you have that problem from time to time. When a chus and kala get married, that they live together for the first time. And then after 11 days later, they live together a second time. And the second time, they see blood again. And if they see blood again, then you have to go and again wait another 4 days and 7 days, which is not pleasant, but zoytrefza. Anyway, in the good old days, you didn't have to wait. You can continue living together the next day, because the assumption was that it's all dam psulim. So now we're talking about a very young girl who's not even at the age of seeing blood yet. She hasn't even seen her periods yet because she's still only 10 or 11 years old. If she sees blood 4 nights in a row, no problem. Because each time we assume that the husband didn't do a full job in breaking through all the psulim, or the psulim are still sore, and they continue to leak or to continue to bleed up to 4 nights. Beyond that, if it's already the 5th night, then says Beisham, I have to be machmir, and I have to assume that there is dam nida here. No. It could even go 10 nights, 20 nights, until you know for sure that the psulim ended. How would you see that the psulim ended? Because there was one bia that there was no blood anymore. Oh, Baruch Hashem, tichya makir. And then if the time after that she sees blood again, then you have to be choshish ledam nida, because the psulim already tichya makir. That's a regular girl who's less than 12. He gives manalias what happens if she happens to be 12. But Rashi says, v'leirua, so she's taka 12 years old, and therefore she's now in the parasha of having periods. But she never had a period yet. It's going to happen sooner or later, but it's not there yet. But since she got married, she only gave her one night, because if she continues to see blood the second night, maybe taka, this is her first period in history that she saw blood. She only gave her one night free. They can live together the second night. However, the second night, if they see blood, you can no longer be toilet in dam psulim. You have to assume there may be dam nida. No. I'm Matzah Shabbos. So, ladies, you give 4 nights until Matzah Shabbos. What's happens? A chesed of Matzah Shabbos. Because since we said in our Mishnah at the beginning of the Masechta, Besulim Nisses Liyoyim Haravi. So therefore, she lives together with her husband. Wednesday night is 1. Thursday night is 2. Friday night is 3, and then Matzah Shabbos is 4. You give her 4-night rule. If those 4 nights she sees dam, you could still be toilet in dam psulim, and the husband and wife can continue living together, no problem. If she still sees blood on Sunday night, you don't give more than 4 nights. Sunday night, that you have to already be choishish that is dam of dam nida.
Dam psulim, once it comes out, when it comes out, immediately completion.
It's like any wound that take, for instance, a person has a wound on his finger, and then after that, over a few days, a scab develops. Sometimes if that scab hits something or other, and it opens up, boom, it starts bleeding again.
Same blood.
It's from the same maka. It's already a different blood. It's already 3 or 4 days later, or whatever it is, but it's from the same maka. So here, by Dam Psulim, once again, as a result of the beer, the husband coming in, he might push more on this side, that side, and some more blood comes out. Anyway, says Zokti Gemara yet that according to Beis Hillel on Matzah Shabbos are both leilos. Now, Zokti Gemara yet. Why does it say on Matzah Shabbos are both leilos? My love, we're on Daf Vav Amud Beis at the very top of the Amud. My love, the Eloi Boal, Motzi Boel, Afilu B'Shabbos. Isn't what this Braisa teaching us, that even if he was not Boel, now Rashi says, not that he wasn't Boel at all, but even if he wasn't boiled be'ila gemura, in other words, he didn't go in the gansen, like a tchilas bia type of situation, he wasn't boiled totally, but he's allowed to lechatchila be boiled on Shabbos, even though blood is going to come out. So Frank to Gemara yet, isn't this a shtark akasha on those that held that you're not allowed to be boiled for the first time on Shabbos? Who were those that held it the first time you're not allowed to? In the Amar Beirav, it was Shmuel that asked, and Nedo was Rav that asked. But bottom line, isn't it a kasha on the Oisrin? Amar Avaloi, Lebar Mi Shabbos. We're talking about when the Braisa says that according to Beis Hillel, you get 4 nights, it means, but not Shabbos. You can go on Wednesday night, and on Thursday night, and on Matzah Shabbos, but not that there was a Be'ila on Shabbos. Because you're talking now, I'm doing Be'ila on Shabbos, according to those Mandi Amrin. Freit Yimara, Amalei Abaye says, Rava, that's a very difficult pshat. It doesn't say you can continue to be boiled until Matzah Shabbos. It says, on Matzah Shabbos, arba alei lois ketani. Everybody knows how to count from Wednesday until Matzah Shabbos. Wednesday is 1, and Thursday is 2, and Friday is 3, and Matzah Shabbos is 4. Why does the Braisa have to go and tell us 4? Muzaf Zander, the Braisa is telling us that all 4 nights, the Chosin can live with the Kala, even though Dam Psulim keeps on spurting out, or bleeding, every one of the 4 nights. Is the Chasim Lechatchila ones allowed to go and be Moyel on Shabbos, and not like the Das who Oisrim that you're not allowed to? Elamarava Kisha Baal. It's talking about that he did do a Be'ila Gemura already on the first night on Wednesday night. It's just even by doing the Be'ila Gemura that still might be a continued rupturing of the of that area of the Mukam Ereva, the Hymen, the Psulim, and therefore something might still leak a night or two or three later. So Frank Timura, Ikishabal, Maika Mashmalan. So then, if you're telling me that he did a full-fledged Be'ila Gemura, so then, why are you telling me that it's Mutter for 4 nights? Muzach Zayin Zok Rashi, what you're telling me is that not Legabi Hilchas Shabbos, you're telling me Legabi Hilchas Dam Psulim. that dam psulim continues, you can continue to consider and deem the blood that is, that runs and that flows, that it's dam psulim, and therefore they continue to be mutter. And that's the chiddush. Sefrei Timura, if that's the chiddush, ikishabo, my kamashman, kamashman, the shori lemivu b'shabbos, it's my kamashman, if all you're telling me is that the chiddush is not gabi hilchas Shabbos, it's like gabi hilchas dam psulim, that don't be nervous that this might be dam nida, up to four times you can assume it's dam psulim. So ibazoi zok rashi, you have to add a few words to the Gemara. Why does the Braisa say mata Shabbos arba leilois? It should just simply say arba leilois, that for four nights straight it's mutter. Why does it go and use the expression of ad mata Shabbos arba leilois? You just say four nights, that you have four nights that you can be soimach that the blood is dam psulim and not dam of nida. So Timar Kamash Mulan, the shor lemivu b'Shabbos. The fact that it says four nights through Matzah Shabbos, it wants to talk and tell you a chiddush that one can be boiled on Shabbos, not the initial be'ilah, according to the Das or Oisrim. You can do a follow-up be'ilah, even though there's a chance, there's a possibility that it might continue bleeding. Like Mendy said, it's very possible it won't bleed anymore. But there's a possibility that it might bleed. So how can you do it? Kiddushmul yamishmul. Pirtze dechuka mutalikonis babishabas, ba'aval pisha meisha tzroirois. What happens if a person wants to go from one field to another field, and he wants to go through the wall? There is no proper Pesach. It's a pirtze. Somehow there was a break through the wall, and now he wants to squeeze by. And each time you squeeze by, from time to time, as a result of squeezing by, a stone or a pebble or one of the bricks might fall out, just simply because you're trying to get through. If you happen to be nice and skinny and thin, presumably it's less difficult. If a person happens to be a little bit more stout or corpulent, presumably it happens to be more difficult. And someone happens to be somewhere in between, so such a person, sometimes a stone might fall out. Most of the time, maybe it wouldn't fall out. And the reason is because Shmuel paskins like Reb Shimon, like we said in the Amud Aleph. And Reb Shimon says, Avashen Mischavin is Mutter. And this is not a psikreish. Sometimes a stone falls out, sometimes it doesn't fall out. And therefore, says Gemara, same thing applies over here. That Einach and Ami, this could go Ladasu Oisrin, and it could go like Shmuel in the Amri Beirav that Shmuel assers, but that same Shmuel says, yet it's Aser to do the first Be'ilas Mitzvah on Shabbos, because of the fact that you're making a, according to that tzad, either because it's a dover, even though it's a dover shein mischaven, but maybe he's mechaven to make a Pesach, he's mechaven to make a Chabura, or he holds like other shittas, but the point is that we legabi be'ilas mitzvah Shmuel holds aser, but legabi if it's doing already the second or the third night, that's already mutter because their maximum might tavashin mischaben is mutter like Reb Shimon. Okay, bottom line is, as you can see, it's still a hot machloikis. Can you be boiled? Can you not be boiled? See, Gemara is going to bring further raya's whether one can be boiled the first time on Shabbos. It's Masr of Yosef. Chosid Potter Mikriyashma, Laila Rishoin. This is a famous halacha that everybody knows. The Chosid is Potter Kriyashma the first night. And we know the halacha, it says that this doesn't apply anymore today because
we can't have, we never have the
it's a very negative statement about new generations that unfortunately none of us have. When we say none of us have, we don't mean in our shul over here, but we mean that there are communities near Alaska and places like that where people, I use the expression of Alaska because very few people live in Alaska, but I said that recently, and a Chabatska came over to me and he said that he was a Chabad shliach and he davened Alaska, and they davened with great kavanas. I should never say anything pejorative about Alaska, so I'm sorry. And so on the North Pole, where hopefully there are no Yidin whatsoever, there if it's a Yid, he's not Mechabit. But about in our community, about everybody is mechavim. But the point is, a chosid is potter mikriyashma because in the good old days, people were mechavim by kriyashma every single word. A chosid could not be because he's torah b'dvar mitzvah. He's about to do the bia shortly. Therefore, he cannot have the proper kavana. Chosid potter mikriyashma. But it's not only Laila Rishon. Ad Matzah Shabbos, even until Matzah Shabbos. When? Imloy osa maisa. Meaning, for whatever reason, on Wednesday night after they got married, he was not feeling well, she wasn't feeling well, whatever it was, they were not able to consummate and have beer. And the same thing continued on Thursday. And now Friday night is the first time, or Matzah Shabbos is the first time, you get a break. If you don't want to have Kavan and Kriyashma, you have a 4-day break. Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, until Matzah Shabbos, Imloy Osa Maisa, if he didn't do the Maisa Bia. If he did the Maisa Bia already on Wednesday night, then Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, you gotta have Kavana again. And you have, he's not part of Kriyishma. You get a 4-night moratorium, if you will, if he didn't do the Maisa. But what do I see from this? My love, what's Pshat Liyosa Maisa? Why is he potur make Kriyishma even on Friday night? The Torah, the boil a mivel. Because Friday night he wants to be boiled. So you see that you're allowed to be boiled on Friday night, lechatchila, and therefore you're potur 4 nights. What about the Dasa Oysrim on the Omer Aleph that you're not allowed to? Omer Abayin, no. Loi, the Torah, the loi boil. The reason why he's potter is not because he was boiled. You're not allowed to be boiled on Friday night. The reason why Friday night he's potter from Krishma, he's told he's so upset. After all, I'm now husband and wife, and it's still I haven't had a proper consummation of the beer yet. Yeah, what's the problem? What's the issue?
If that's the case, why daf Krishma Shachas, whatever Krishma Shachas also? I mean, he's told all the time.
The Gemara asked a question very similar to your question. Not mamish to what you're asking, the Gemara asked a similar question. So my love, the Torah, his tir is that he could not be boiled, and therefore, in fact, you're not allowed to be boiled on Shabbos, and therefore the tour is because Nebuch is tzedrait. It's Omer LeRava, Umishim tir the potter, because of the fact he's torted, therefore you give him a tour. What happens if a person owns the Titanic, and the Titanic now is Nebuch, is drowning, is sinking in the yam, the person's going to lose millions of dollars. You can imagine how torrid he happens to be. Because if according to the Gemara's Teretz, we're not talking about a torrid, but tirda the mitzvah. We're talking about the tirda that he couldn't, that he didn't do the mitzvah, and that's what he's upset. So he's also torrid for Tavas V'yosef from a yam. Why don't you give him a tour for that? Hachanami the potter, you can say, oh, he's potter. If he can't have kavana, he can't. Maybe that's takad halacha, that if a person has such a tremendous tear that he can't go and be mechamen, maybe he's takad potav and kriyishma from Reb Abba Bar Zabda Marav. Ovel, a person who never ba'aveilus, is chayiv b'chol mitzvahs amuris b'tayre, he's chayiv in all mitzvahs, chutz ben ha'tfilin, except for tfilin shenemar behen pi'er. Why pe'er? Because pe'er tachas eifer, shteit aposik in Yecheskel, and eifer and pe'er, the same oisius. Anyway, so tefillin, you're supposed to go and put on top of the head, and they're supposed to be eifer on top of the head, and you put the tefillin over there, so therefore it's like an oxymoron to having the pe'er b'mokam eifer. Anyway, you put it from tefillin. But all other mitzvahs you're chayiv. How can Ovel be chayiv? After all, isn't he Nebuch moaning and upset and in mourning after Nebuch, a loved one that just passed away, a parent, a spouse, etc.?
Is it Ovel or is it Oinin?
Sorry?
Is it Ovel or Oinin?
Ovel.
I mean the Ovel, but Yom Rishon. We don't mean throughout these 7 days. Of
before or after the Kfur, it makes a difference? Or?
Ovel only becomes Ovel after Kfur.
That's true. And Oinin is part of Malamitzis. So the din of Avelis is on the first day. Halacha l'maaseh, you have to go and speak to a competent Orthodox rabbi, especially if the kfur was the same day, the kfur was the next day. But for our purposes, the Gemara is telling us in general, other than tefillin, and person who's an oval is chayv in everything. So if he's chayv in everything, why isn't the altar torud? So you see that the fact that a person is torud, unless it's a tirda de mitzvah, torud is not an excuse. And therefore, if you tell me he's torud because he wants to be boil, and therefore he's concentrating to be able to do a be'ila tonight, Friday night, then I understand. But you see then that you're a potter from Kriyashma because you're allowed to do a Be'ilah. It's a shver on those Mandi Yomim that said that it's also to do the Be'ilah. But if you're going to go and say that it's Tamat Tirda, he's upset that he couldn't do a Be'ilah until now. You're not allowed to do it Friday night. He's just upset that he couldn't do it on Wednesday and Thursday. So that's like any Tirda, that's not a good reason to go and potter you from saying Kriyashma. What happens if Tavis Yonasa Be'yom? What happens if the person is a novel? He doesn't become potter from Kriyashma.
It's like all derech, basically mitzvah potim in the mitzvah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what he's worried about. He's like, his mind is misasik in this mitzvah over here.
That's if he's allowed to be boiled, but not if he's not allowed to be boiled, because then he's not being oisim in mitzvah. Elam Rava says, Rava, Tanoi, it's a machloikis Tanoi, says Rava. Richard, we're going to miss you. Zayigizint, have a wonderful day. Elam Rava Tanoi, thank you for joining us for the shir until now. Elam Rava Tanoi, you should know the kasha that you asked from the chosin and leading krishma and nishkeferlich. Why? Because this is an old machloikis tanaim. In other words, the machloikis Rav and Shmuel, according to each day, he was mekel, he was mekel, he was mater, whatever. This is an alta machloikis tanaim. The tana chada we have in one brisa. Emloi osa maisa berishoin. What happens if the person didn't do the be'ilas mitzvah the first night, meaning Wednesday night? When, of course, he's part to Mikrishma, he's part to Afishani, then he's part to also on Thursday night. What happens, Vishani, if he didn't do a mice on Thursday night? Part to Afishli, she's part to even on the third night, even on Friday night, because he wants to do a Bilas Mitzvah. But Tanirach, there's a second brayta that says, Rishon Vishani Potter, you get a dispensation on Wednesday night and Thursday night, but Shlishi or Chayiv on Friday night. What's Machlokes here? Chayiv and not Chayiv? Whether you're allowed to go and do a Bilas Mitzvah on Friday night or not. If you hold you're allowed to do a Bilas Mitzvah, then he's taka, like Rabbi Yonah is saying before, Oisig a Mitzvah, Torah, Potter, and a Mitzvah, his whole mind is concentrating to do this Mitzvah, then he's Potter. Masha Enke, and if he can't do it that night, because you're not allowed to, then of course he's Chayiv B'Krishma. Says Rav, but that's the Machloikis Tanoim, Rav, and Shmuel Machloikis Tanoim. But Abaye, Hosam, Nami B'Tir D'Pligi. Abaye says, these two brises can go like me as well. What did Abaye say before? Abaye holds, according to everybody, that the, or to answer the previous brises said Abaye, the problem is not that you're allowed to be boiled a Bilas Mitzvah, because everybody holds you're not allowed to be boiled Bilas Mitzvah on, according to that Mandiyama, on Friday night. I had said before that you're potter from Leining Krishma. The Machloik is about whether you're potter from Leining Krishma. Now potter from Leining Krishma is the Gabi the Tirda, where he's not going to do the Mitzvah that night. In other words, according to the Dasu Oisrim, that you're not allowed to be boiled on Shabbos the first time, for whatever reason, whether Dovish Shein Mischavin is Osir, whether Makalkal is Osir, whatever the reason is that it's Osir, both Brises can hold that it's Osir to have the first Be'ilas Mitzvah that night. Aye, what about the Brises that holds that you're allowed to, that you're Potami Kriya Shema, even Bishlishi? That Brises holds because of the tear to the Mitzvah, that he's upset that he didn't do the Be'ilah until now, and he's concerned maybe he won't be able to do the next night either. And not that you're allowed to do it that night, it's just out to the mitzvah. We asked before the Masamit the Avelis. So the Gemara, so Abai is saying is that that's also called a Tirda the mitzvah, because it's related to a mitzvah. Not like, it's not like a case of the Titanic, it's not like even the case of the Ovel, because there the person only has a Tirda the Rishus. I'm nervous about my satanic. I'm nervous about Nebuch. I'm upset about the fact that I lost a parent or lost a sibling or a spouse. All terrible. But it's only a tear to the rishus. It's not a tear to the mitzvah. It's talking about a tear to the mitzvah. And the same tanoim that we just had now that have a machloikis, whether you're allowed to Friday night or not, is like the following brayse of the Sanya. Hakoriz Absul lo yivar betchila b'shabbos v'choma matir. That when the Tanakhama says, you're not allowed to do the first Bilas Mitzvah on Shabbos, the Chacham say it's Mutter. Who are the Chacham that say it's Mutter? Amar Rabba, Rabbi Shimoni. The Amar Rabbi Shimon Mischaven is Mutter. And therefore, according to Rabbi Shimon, since it wasn't his Kavana to make a Pesach or to make a Chabura, it was only Memela, Rabbi Shimon Mischaven is Mutter. L'choir Rabbi could also have said, like we said before, that it could even go according to Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's a case of Mekalkel, and Mekalkel is Mutter, not only Potter Avalaser, but it's Mutter. Zeitzchos Rabbi holds that the creation of this Pesach is in fact a positive thing. It's a tikkun. It's not a kilkel. And that's why he says it has to go contribution. And Dabishin Mischaven is. So now the alta kasha that we asked from the very beginning of the Shia Maliabaya. It has to be if a chosid is going and doing the first Bilas Mitzvah. Isn't he going to have to make a Pesach? He's going to have to make a Chabura. Even if the Dabishin Mischaven is Sirach Psikreisha, it should be alt osir and chayev. Amalei loyka lo lebavim shein bekim b'atoya, ela yesh bekim b'atoya. It has to do with the fact that there are people that are baki b'atoya. Baki b'atoya means that they could live with their wives without breaking through the psulim. How is that possible? Because the psulim doesn't cover the entire area. It's only in the middle. So if a person is a grace of baki, he can try to do bia from underneath or from on the top, whatever, and not go and break through the hymen, through the psulim. So therefore, it's not a, it doesn't have to be that there will be a dam sulam. It could be that you can do it. It's not a psik reshes.
How do people become
perfect? Why is he having a ganze tirda? Yor, nish, nish, yor. What's the ganze tirda? If you're a baki and you can do batoya, you don't have to worry about that there'll be a problem. You'll be able to do it. After Molish ain't a baki, we're talking about a person who's talking. This is a baki. He's the one that's noivis that maybe he will, maybe he won't. So Timora, Yoimru, why don't we go make now a rule? Baki mutar shein a baki aser. Timora roi bikine. At least in terms of Chazal, roi bikine. Most people.
Why would they say he's potter? Let me show you.
Sorry, once again?
So why would they say if
Reb Bikin, that's why we don't have a problem if you paskin like Reb Shimon, that Reb Shimon holds Reb Shimon Meschaven is mutter. I, Rechai, we have a psik reshe. Mar says, isn't that a psik reshe? Why? Most people can't be Baki. No, most people are Baki.
So now I go back to my question.
To what's your question?
If that's the case, then why are they putting the Krishma then? Well, then I should be nervous then. They're in the Bikin already.
The first night, you should have a Krishma after
the Torah, because of Psulim. And what do you mean, the Bikin here?
Mm-hmm. She's saying right to back in the Krishna, why is he potter?
Yeah.
I guess because even with his bikias, he can make a mistake. Maybe one.
So say the same thing. Say the same thing over here also.
If the halacha is that the world bikin and we're passing through, then what about
the Krishna? Say Krishna.
She's saying why should be able to go and say Krishna?
Even a bucky though has to have certain skill. We have to focus on skill.
I believe that at this point what the Gemara is telling us is that that's the machloikis between the two braises. The braises that says that a person is potter from Krishma on Friday night, you're talking about the people that are not baki. According to the braisa that says that you are not potter on Friday night because the person is baki and therefore he has no patur from Krishma because he'll easily be able to go and look at
the first night.
She's asking the first night and the second night. Right? Well, it's still the whole mitzvah, you know, it's the first time he's doing bia. Basically, you have to look in the mafashim.
Okay.
Anyway, Amalei Rava Barav Chanali Abai, Amaliyata Shushbinin Loma Mapa Loma. What is this all about? Remember the very first Mishnah we had in our Masechta, it says, Psulim is the Yom Revi, just in case he doesn't find Dam Psulim, he's going to come to Bezin the next morning. So in the good old days, before nowadays, of course, we do Eidus and Nisuan back to back, so there's no problem that he's going to go and say that maybe you were an Eishes Ish, and you lived with another person, and therefore I'm Osir to you, and you're Osir to me. We do Eidus and Nisuan back to back, so even if it turns out that she's not a Psula, she was over and it's nus, but it was pre-Eishes Ish, so it's not an Isser any longer. But in the good old days, unfortunately, this was a major issue. And the Gemara is going to tell us on Daf Yud Beis that in certain places they would go and appoint Shushbinim, and they would make sure that they would use a mappa. Shushbinim means that both he and she had to have kind of someone coming along to make sure that they don't afterwards go and tell a fib. He shouldn't go and say, I didn't find Psulim, when really there were Psulim. The Shushbinim, these are going to be like Edom. Witnesses, ought to say. If you look at Rashi, third wide line. Shushbinim Loma, Miyachashiyish Bikim Livo Beloidam. Since you're telling me that many people, even right people, are Baki Beloidam, Hodisangi, the Kamana Yamamin Lehem Shnei Shushbinim, Echeloi Bechelo, Kililam Mashvish, Sechos Vesakala, Kloim, Levaker Acharayim, Shloyin Hagubo, Ramous, Betanas Psulim, Vibikim Batoya, Majibinim Moilim. What are the Shushbinim going to help us? If he can go and break through without breaking through, he can have a beer. So he's going to go and say afterwards, oh, look, there's no blood. So what's going to help? You're going to have your Edom, Nish Edom. There's not going to be blood because he's a Boki Batoy, and that's why there's not going to be blood. And Freitimura and Mapa Loma. What do you need a Mapa? Mapa means that they used to go and put some towel or something underneath. Also, to Mevar, whether it's Dam Sulam or not. If he can be a Boki, how is this going to help? He'll go in Taina that there was no psulim, there was no dam. Look, this on the map is totally clean. So what have you accomplished? We're saying that the husband Roiv Bikin, he could go and do in such a way not to break through. If he's going to come to Bezdin the next morning and say, look, everything is clean, there was no psulim. Says Rashi, that would not be a problem. because she can go and say to Bezin, it's not true he didn't see Dam Psulim, because I'm still a Psula. You can have the women and do an inspection and do a check on my doctor.
It's Hatoya, exactly.
Because he did a Batoya. So therefore, that's not right. So what's the reason why you do the Mappa or the Shishbina? In a case where Takashi did see Dam Psulim. And the husband is going to go and say, no, it's not true. Look, look at the bed. It's totally clean. You see, blah, 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 blah. Therefore, they specially put a Mappa that they have to hold on to. And they specially had Shishbina in such a situation. We'll stop over here, Abayisai. Mechim didn't continue tomorrow. And now we make the Galassia.